Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Genesis 46:2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Genesis 46:2. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." "Here I am," he replied. I struggle to remember names. When we moved to the marina and into a neighborhood of complete strangers, I knew I was in trouble unless I came up with a strategy to help my recall. Here's what I did. Every time I met a new person, I asked a few questions to learn more about him. When the conversation ended, I returned to our boat and wrote his name and one detail about him on a document in my laptop. It worked well with one exception. To my great embarrassment, I habitually called one man by the wrong name, Kevin. There were no other Kevins around, so the problem wasn't that I confused him with anyone else. To me, he just looked like a Kevin. So that's where my brain went. Thankfully, I eventually sorted that out. Have you ever stopped to ponder the truth that God knows us by name? And with Him, there's never an issue with confusion or recall. Today's Bible verse gives one example. But wait a second. Did you notice that it used two names for the same man? It says that when God spoke to Israel, He called him Jacob. What's with that? He spoke to Israel, but called him Jacob. At first glance, we might think this was a mistake. But in truth, God knew exactly what he was doing when he called Israel Jacob. Jacob was the name given to the man at birth. He was a twin born holding his brother's heel. His name meant supplanter or deceiver. He lived up to his name when years later he deceived his brother into giving him his birthright. God changed Jacob's name to Israel after he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. It gave him a fresh start by placing the focus not on his character flaws, but on God's promised blessing to fulfill the divine covenant he'd made with his ancestors. Within the context of today's verse, Israel was in the process of moving his family from Canaan to Egypt. This was part of God fulfilling his promise to Abraham to make his descendants as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore. The transition into a foreign land was a big deal and filled with unknowns. God's calling Jacob by his old name reminded him of his human weaknesses and vulnerabilities. It made him aware of his dependence on the Lord for success in this endeavor. He dare not try to go it alone. God's calling Jacob by name showed Jacob that he mattered. He wasn't just another human being living on planet Earth. He was an individual known and loved by his Creator. Scripture contains other examples of God calling people by name. One instance happened to an Israelite shepherd who noticed a burning bush one day and stepped in for a closer look. Exodus 3:4 says, "When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, 'Moses, Moses!' And he said, 'Here I am.'" Another example involved a young boy being raised by a temple priest. God showed up in the night and called to him. 1 Samuel 3:10 says, "And the Lord came and stood, calling, as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel!' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant hears.'" God knew Jacob, Moses, and Samuel by name. He knows me and you by name, too. Isaiah 49:1 says that God calls us by name while we are still in our mother's womb. Isaiah 43:1 assures us that we belong to him and he calls us by name. John 10:3 reminds us that Jesus is our shepherd and he calls each of us by name. Remember this truth on the days you feel invisible, on the days you feel like you just don't matter. You are not just another human being, one in 4 billion or more on planet Earth. You are a unique individual known and loved by your Creator. You matter to Him. Before I end today's teaching, I want to point out one more thing from the Bible verse. Did you notice Jacob's response after God called his name? He said, "Here I am." Moses also answered, "Here I am." And when God called Samuel, he said, "Speak, for your servant hears." My friend, these people demonstrated a willingness to trust God. And what's not to trust about him? He's known us intimately since before we were born. We belong to him, and he cares for us like a good shepherd cares for his sheep. The one who knows our name is personally invested in us. Just as Jacob, Moses, and Samuel trusted him with their lives, so we can trust him with ours. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Creator God, your attention and care for us as individuals leaves us in awe. The truth that you know us by name makes us feel loved and secure. Therefore, we choose this day to trust you with every detail of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.